Hello, welcome to TGIM. Thank God it's Monday, the podcast with Yola. And this is a podcast that focuses on personal development, growth, healing, spirituality, and mental health. We are happy to have you on this episode and I hope you enjoy it. I am your host, Diola. Hello, and thank you very much for tuning in once again. Okay, so this is TGIM. Thank God it's Monday, and I'm so happy to be back. It actually took me like 2 years. I took a 2-year break, which is so... It was a moment of, you know, just trying to discover myself, and a whole lot of other things happened. And that kind of prevented me from having a recording session or having the opportunity to be back. I'm so glad. Like, I wish you guys could see my heart. Like, I'm so happy to be sharing my voice again to the whole world. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity to, you know, be able to do this, because I mean, it could only be God's grace that I am able to do this, because a lot of things, you know, have prevented me in the past. I never thought I would get over it, honestly, and for me to, you know, be doing this is a big deal for me. You guys have no idea. So, and I just want to welcome everybody back on board. I'm so happy, I'm so excited, and I can't wait for you guys to see what we are cooking, you know, on the podcast. It's about to be a real season. Like, this season is going to be so real. So real, you could feel it. Like, don't worry, let me not talk too much. So yeah, once again, welcome. And today I'll be talking about healing, you know. And it's a question, actually. Do you ever get healed? Like, does healing ever happen? You know, this is a question I still have, you know, and I will be using this opportunity to, you know, talk about how I feel about this topic, how I feel about healing, how I feel about a whole lot of emotional things. So stay tuned and trust me, you will enjoy it. So first of all, when you say do you think healing ever happens? It's a deep question, because one would not say, okay, I'm healed. Like, I've never heard a person said, I've never heard a person who said, I am healed. Like, okay, I'm healed. Like, I'm not talking about physical, or I'm not talking about physical healing. Of course, one can be healed physically, totally, you know, but emotionally, there's always one thing or the other that triggers it, you know. And so that's why we have that question: does one ever get healed? Do you ever just sit back and say, wow, I can't believe I'm healed? You know, it's a very, 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 very deep question. And first of all, what is healing? Like, in this context now, I'm talking about healing in the sense of, you know, your emotions, your trauma, like you getting past certain fears, anxiety, and all of that. Like, you know, being a whole new person on the inside. Do you understand? Like, healing is, you know, a period of getting better from probably pain or injury or something. And yes, there is pain. There is pain. And sometimes, yeah, like I always say, when I'm talking about healing, I always talk about okay, for instance, there are many times as individuals, we're in the kitchen, right, and you're using knife or very sharp, you know, equipment, and then you have a cut. But sometimes you don't actually know you have a cut. Yeah, it has happened to me a number of times. Like, I don't even know I cut myself. The only time I know is when something triggers that pain. For instance, when I use hand sanitizer, or like I put my hand in something, or I use my hand to do something, I'm just like, wow, okay, my my hand has a cut. So sometimes, yeah, when it comes to trauma, we actually don't know that we are suffering from some things. Now, let me explain better. Some people, right, they're just naturally anxious. I happen to be one of those people. Like, I'm just naturally a very anxious person. I do not, you know, I did not know it was a big deal, you know, because I didn't know I could live without anxiety. Like, I always felt like, okay, it's just part of life. Like, everybody has it. But then, you know, it gets to a time in life, you just be like, oh, more, this thing is paining me. Like, it's paining me. It's actually hurting me. I need to get over it. Do you understand? Like, these are examples of pain I'm talking about. Some people have, you know, attachment issues. Some people are not, you know, they are anxious attachment. They have anxious attachment style. Some people have, like, no attachment style. They understand their love issues that as humans, we actually need to dig into these issues. One thing I notice about my generation is that, see, we just want to move past it. Like, okay, this happened, it's fine, we move past it, it's gone, it's okay, we move on. Like, as much as that is good, like, once again, let me bring back the example of cutting yourself. When you have a wound, right, you might ignore it, but it's still there. Like, it's still gonna pain you, it's still going to hurt you. So the best way to move past it is to actually heal it. And that is the process of healing, you know. It's a very rigorous process. It's not something that you start today and finish today. You have to actually dig deep, you know. And this is something I'm still going to talk about later on. But basically, you know, healing is a very, very, very deep topic. I really did not want to talk about it, honestly, because I was feeling like I don't think I'm the best person to talk about healing, because I would not see myself as a person who has healed, or I would not see myself as a person with, I don't know, I just don't see myself as someone who has much information to talk about this. But, you know, sometimes you actually need to talk about things to get better ourselves. So yeah, so some examples of things we heal from is heartbreak. We heal from heartbreak. We heal from childhood traumas. Now, this is real, because a lot of people don't even know that they have childhood traumas. Like, as a child, listen, when I was a child, yeah, growing up, I grew up like a normal child. That's how I like to think about it. Like, I was normal. I had a very, very sustaining family, in the sense that my family were together, we were unified. Like, there was no, you know, all of that as a child growing up. But then, you know, when you enter adolescence, yeah, when I entered adolescence was when I realized that, I started to feel very inferior. Very, very inferior. Like, I had self-esteem issues growing up as a teenager. I had real self-esteem issues, and these things sprung up because of certain individuals. Basically, yeah, just some people you look up to, when they say some things to you, you just feel like off. Like, you just feel off. You understand? So, apart from that, some people suffer from, like, not only childhood trauma, some people suffer teenage trauma, adulthood trauma. Like, there are different levels of trauma, you know. But the childhood one is something that I feel like it is more long lasting. Like, it is very hard to really dig into it, because listen, as a child, there are just some things that are in you. You know, they're just, it's just your nature, you know, you pick it. As a child, it's hard for children to, you know, drop things. They pick. That's their job. They just notice and pick. They notice and pick. You know, as an adult, now you have the choice to not pick. You know, and a teenager, as a teenager, you have, in a way, the choice to not pick some attribute. But as a child, you pick everything. You pick everything. Like, that's why it's harder, you know, for someone who is dealing with childhood trauma to get over or to heal totally, because you know, there are many stories out there. There was this story I saw on TikTok recently, and it was so sad. I actually almost cried. It was so sad. So this girl was talking about the fact that her parents never, you know, she didn't grow up with her parents. Like, her parents were always away. Her mom and dad, they didn't live in the same house. They were like separated in a way, but like they were together, you know, that kind of, yeah. So they were together, but they were separated. So she actually grew up on her own, you know. And we have a lot of people like that in the society. Like, I know a couple of people who grew up that way. Listen, when you leave a child to grow up alone, you know, just get ready for the worst, because the world we live in will, you know, without guidance, you're going to get lost without proper guidance. And as a child, again, you know, you get exposed to a lot of things. So as you can imagine, yeah, started developing a lot of, you know, she got exposed very, very early in life. And then she got her first heartbreak. Before you know it, she just decided she wasn't going to, like, she just locked up, like most people are now. Everybody locks up. So she just locked up, and now she doesn't know how to unlock, even though she wants to unlock, but she doesn't know how to, and it's a big problem for her. You see, that's a very, very big issue that many people are going through now, but they don't want to talk about it. Nobody wants to say anything about it, because everybody feels like, you know what, let's move past it, we'll be all right, we'll do all right, last, but we're not gonna do all right until we actually fix these things. And you can't, like, nobody can fix it for you. You can only fix it yourself. You can only fix it yourself. So, you know, for someone like her now, she's aware. First stage of healing, I would say, is knowing that you have a cut. Like, once you know there's a cut, then you're more aware of it. Once you don't become aware of the fact that you are hurting, man, you are probably not going to know. Forever, people around you might even know, and you won't know. Like, everybody just hears your gist. Like, you just come and tell someone your gist, and you leave, and the person's like, oh, something is wrong with her, but she doesn't want to talk about it, she doesn't want to know, you know. So that is just basically my understanding of healing and how to go about it. I think the first basic thing to do is to know, you know. And this I would still talk about on my subsequent episodes, you know. This is just like an introductory episode, by the way. And I'm very, very glad that I'm talking about this, because I'm going through a process myself, you know. And I'm going to be sharing some things with you. This is not so that you can judge me, though. You know, just putting that out there. It's not so you can judge me. Or so you can, you know, talk up. Like, it's fine if you even talk up. Like, I don't even mind. But, like, don't do that. Because everybody's going through their own, though. So, let's not even judge each other, you know. So, I'm going through a process myself, you know. I'm going through a process myself. And I'm so happy I'm going through it. I'm grateful I'm going through it, because that really opened my eyes to the possibility that, you know, I could do more. I could do better, you know. Because at the end of the day, when you really dig deep to your wounds, you can only get better. Like, you can't get worse. It can't get worse. Like, that's what most people fear. Like, okay, when I start getting healed, you become so vulnerable and open. That's the best moments. Like, when you start to actually tell yourself the truth. When you start to tell yourself the truth, then you just become better. It just becomes better for you because it couldn't get worse. Come on, you know. I strongly believe that, as I usually tell my friend, that I wish everybody was healing. Maybe we'll be like better individuals. Because when you look at the society now, I'm not saying this out of judgment. I'm just stating facts. It's scary out there. It's scary out there for you to trust people, like friends, colleagues, the like little part of the society, even family. It's hard for you to trust family. Because there's just this, you're not sure of the person. Like, you can be telling someone something and the person is probably just in our own world, you know, you're dishing out information, the person is receiving it in another way, you understand? And that can be very, very frustrating, you know. And that's why it's now becoming a norm for people to cut each other off. Like, okay, it's not working, you know, you gotta cut the person off. Like, personally, I hate that thing. I hate it. Like, I hate having to cut people off because my relationship with them is no longer feeding me. It's probably even making me worse. I have to cut them off. And that's what you find mostly in the society now. It's hard to make friends. I even thought, okay, making friends, you know, wouldn't be that bad. But it's bad. Like, it's bad out there. Like, I would suggest, you know, I would really suggest that we all, you know, try to understand what is actually happening. You know, there was one time in my life, let me not say this one, because if I say, I'm just scared of how people will take it. But there was just one time in my life that I figured out that on a specific date, okay, let me just say, on my birthday, I was always just, like, from 12 a.m. on my birthday, I'm already sad. Like, I kid you not, like, most people probably go through this, but my own was worse because throughout the day I'm just thinking of how bad my day could get. And it wasn't till recently this year it came to my mind, like, why do I always have bad birthdays? Like, it never goes my way, never. Like, it never just ends on a happy note. It always just ends in me literally crying, like, why? And I had to, you know, open up myself, and I realized a lot of things. You know, I could trace it, like, where it all went wrong. And it's so funny because, see, these things are very important because it affects the course of your life. If not treated, it will affect your whole life, and you won't even know. You will just think it's normal, but it's not. So I had to dig down, like, okay, what actually happened? And then I figured out, oh, this was what happened. Oh, this hurts me, you know. And I had to actually sit down and think about it. And mind you, I had to pray about it. So I had to cry about it, you know. There was this whole mourning period for me where I just, you know, just opened myself up, cried about it, forgave, and then it was over. Like, that's the part of healing I know was over for me. Like, I healed from that. So yeah, maybe there are segments of healing that we can actually heal from, but total healing, like, you look at all the areas of your life and you're like, no, I'm fine. Like, I feel like there's still always gonna be, because we are not wired to be 100% perfect. Like, everybody's supposed to have one or two things they're dealing with. Like, some people deal with anger issues, some people deal with trust issues, some people deal with a lot of issues out there. some people deal with mommy issues, daddy issues, sister issues. This was very funny to me. I didn't even know it existed until someone was telling me that she felt like her older sister took her shine as a child. I'm like, wow. Wow. So your elder sister was obviously the star of the family, and that affected the way you see yourself. Like, these are things that are real, guys. Like, I will always encourage everybody, just in conclusion, because I just want this podcast to be 20 minutes long. Like, I don't want it to be too long because I don't want to bore you. At the same time, I don't know what to say. But I just want to encourage everybody, we can do it. Like, let's just get better as individuals. Let's dig deep into our own personal emotions and, you know, try to heal a few of these wounds. And I know with, you know, constant trial and with you being courageous to do this, you would get better. I trust in that. I really do. I think you should too. So thank you very much for tuning in, and I hope to see you in the next episode. Toodles. Bye.